One. I said to Jim Staley, the director, in a moment of complete idiocy, Jim, do you want to say something to the audience? And he said, no, I never do that. But since I'm on the board of this institution, I'll speak to you and tell you that because Roulette has not been able to have concerts in its home space for a while. So this is Location One, which is another institution. There's a gallery across and everything. But this is the Roulette series at Location One. Because I know Jim, there was some publicity for this concert, and Jim was a little perturbed that it just said Location One and not Roulette. So I wanted to make sure you know where you are. And there are other, you know, there's information on the various fine concerts coming up in this series, so check it out. Okay, I'm going to just do one long set without intermission. And what did I say this piece is called? Blue Dances. This it says Blue Dance, but it's really Blue Dances. There's going to be a few short pieces for clarinet. Or maybe not so short. We'll see. Thank you.
Thank you.
Foot in it. I did a, there's a CD coming out in Israel of a concert I did with the solos and duos with Slava Ganelin, one of the great piano player who of great historic importance in the former Soviet Union. Anyway, so I had to come up with a bunch of titles for this CD, and this piece that they want to put on the first thing of the CD, the first cut, I guess the music's pretty good, but my foot is like this, and I'm just like, you know, you sure you like that piece with the foot going, you know? So I, anyway, it's called The Foot In It, and I'm going to try to do a version of this piece, but leave my foot out of it, actually. The foot should just be in it in spirit, not, unfortunately, on this recording, it's really in it.
Thank you.
scratchy piece. And that's because I just wrote this week. See, I wrote it on the back of another Shacklehatch piece I wrote. This is really copied, and that's pretty brushstroke notation, and this is what it looks like when I do it in pencil. But I think I'll play this with a little bit of improvisation put in somewhere. Don't need this anymore. Play a bit and talk before I play shakuhachi, not because I'd like to talk so much, but just to get my chops so I can relax. And when I'm playing in anywhere but the sophisticated setting of New York, I explain that this is a Japanese bamboo flute designed for meditation and all sorts of things like that. But since this is an incredibly sophisticated New York audience, I don't have to say anything like that. You all know all about the shakuhachi, I know. No, but seriously, if you want to know anything more about it, you can ask me afterwards. Thank you. clear some of this riffraff out of here. The title of this piece, "To Corey," oftentimes I use titles that are references to other music, and it gets me in trouble because people think that I've transcribed, transliterated, you know, that I'm trying to play this other music on the saxophone, or whatever instrument. But I just like to use the titles for music that I've really had an intense experience with, and that I am sure that intense experience is coming out, well, it could be coming out in any number of pieces or any number of ways, but in a way I'm just, it's a kind of gratitude to music that's been important to me. My very first record, I did a piece called "Continuo After the Inuit." And for years people said, "Oh yeah, I love that Eskimo music you do on the saxophone." Tupori is a kind of orchestra in Chad, in Africa. And it's some music that I listened to a lot years ago. There's a great old Okora three-set LP of music from Chad, which unfortunately has never been released on CD. And the funny thing is, you've probably all heard this music if you ever saw Fellini's Satyricon, which has this amazing music in it. And when I saw that movie the first time, when I was probably 17 or something, I thought Nino Rota was the most incredible genius I'd ever heard, because it was everything from the you know, of course it has some real Nino Rota music in it, but then there was this otherworldly music that, you know, I remember freaking out about it and then forgetting about it. And then later I got this great set of records, really enjoyed them. And then I went back and saw Satyricon again, I don't know, in my late 20s or something, and it was the same music. And then I noticed at the very end of the film, after every credit, it's like, you know, music from Chad, which is in fact like half the score. It's a little bit, you know, our boy Federico, a little bit of cultural imperialism there. Anyway. And then lately, I came back to the music again because my wife's looking at me like, "God, will you stop talking? I feel like telling this." Jeez. I realized I wasn't going to be able to get CDs of this stuff. I'd worn out the records, but I realized I had to like clean up the records, get my turntable together, and put them onto a CD so I could put them on my iPod. And so I started listening again to this Tupori music, and was listening to it a lot while I worked on the material for this piece. So that's the long explanation. Sorry if I bored anyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.